Create Art Podcast. Project: writing and podcasting a novel in 30 days. Welcome, friend, to Create Art Podcast, where we create more than we consume. I'm Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator, with over 20 years in arts and education, helping you to tame your inner critic and provide you with commentary, interviews, discussions, and projects that will inspire you to create art. Now, this month, I'll be podcasting daily and writing a novel in 30 days. I'm participating in Nay Pod Pomo and Nay No Rhymo. Makes me feel like I'm back in the military with all these acronyms, folks. That's National Podcasting Post Month and National Novel Writing Month. You're going to be able to listen to what I wrote for the day and read it at the same time on the website, createartpodcast.com. Remember, I like things kind of simple, okay? I like to practice what I preach when it comes to art, so I'm challenging myself to write and have you come along for the ride. Now, I hope this inspires you to accomplish your goals with your art. And if you'd like to share what you're doing, email me, timothy@createartpodcast.com. Now, if you want to get involved, head on over to createartpodcast.com and you'll be able to see the daily posts with the word count that I do every day, as well as the text that I do. Feel free to comment on those daily posts. And remember, folks, this is a novel that is coming fresh out of my mind, so it should make some sense. I have an idea where it's going to go, but you may be able to go ahead and help me with the direction of the actual novel. And every day you're going to be hearing me reading those posts to you. So I'm looking forward to this challenge. It's very exciting. I'm a little bit apprehensive, but I think we can do it. All right. Well, get out there and create more than you consume. And here is today's writing. All right, folks. Well, we've made it through a month of writing a novel and doing a bunch of podcast episodes on that novel. And the first thing I want to do is definitely thank you for listening on in. And want to thank a couple of people on this project. First person I want to thank is York Campbell, Poetic Earthlings. He's been with me through this project, retweeting and giving me thumbs up here and there, and giving me a lot of encouragement to keep on going. So York, my brother from another mother up in the wonderful country of Canada, thank you so much for spreading Create Art Podcast internationally up to Canada. So thank you so much. Another person I want to thank is actually Kyle Bondo with Gagwapod. He's the one that originally challenged me to go ahead and do Napod Pomo, and I was going to do Nano Rhymo, but he was like, "Yeah, you need to do 30 podcasts in 30 days." So I want to thank him for that and for his tutelage throughout the years and his encouragement throughout this process. There's Cliff, who is a carryover. I call him a carryover from my other show that I co-host, Podwrecked. And I definitely want to thank him for that. Another person I want to thank is Matthew Passy. He helped me audit my podcast a while back, almost a year ago. And it was really good. A lot of things that he taught me and brought to my attention, it really have push this podcast to where it is today. So I think it's in a good place and it's going to keep on getting better. I definitely want to thank my wife for giving me the time to go ahead and knock this out, and for our nightly talks about this project and all that it entails. And with that, taking care of the kids while I am doing the project. I also want to thank my family for giving me the time to do this project. It takes a long time, and it takes many hours. Everything that you heard, well, I had to set it all up first, templatize everything, and then actually go ahead and do it. So for everything that you heard, for every minute that you heard, there was probably 10 or 15 minutes that went into the planning and the execution of this. So a big thanks to my family for that. A lot of other people I'd love to thank, but we're not going to have a whole episode on thanking everyone. You're here to learn the lessons that I learned from this project. And Create Art Podcast has always been about encouraging you to do projects. And this one is a big project. This one was definitely a big project. And we're going to do more big projects. NAPOD, National Poetry Writing Month, NAPORIMO, happens in April of every year. So we'll do that again. And we'll do that for you, as well as next year, we'll probably do another NaNoWriMo and NAPOD POMO. And that happens in November of every year. So I want to thank the organizers for these challenges, for doing what they do. And you can find them, if you do your Google search, or if you go through the show notes, you can connect up with those project leaders on that and go ahead and challenge yourself. And it was a challenge. It was a huge challenge to get this knocked out. So the first lesson that I want to talk about is pre-gaming your project. Now, some people, they plan out their stuff, they pre-game their stuff so much that they actually never launch the project. They plan and do focus groups and talk to people and plan some more. And they plan so much, you know these type of people, they plan so much they never get the project done into fruition and out the door. Other people just do it off the cuff and it's hit or miss. It's either really good or really bad. And if it's really bad, people are going to remember that. If it's really good, hopefully more people remember that. For this project, I knew I was going to do NaNoWriMo. I knew I was going to do the National Novel Writing Month. As far as NAPOD POMO, that was something I didn't think I could do. And I pre-gamed it by setting up all the templates for all the blog posts, for all the show notes, and for the recording of this. So the beginning part, the music, and the end part, that was all pre-recorded. And some people will say, hey, pre-recording, it's not as personal. Well, it saves time. It saves a lot of time. So whatever your project is, pre-game it, think about it, put some thought into it. Don't put too much thought into it that you don't do it, but put some thought into it and then actually do the project and bring it to completion, ship it. The next lesson I want to talk about is knowing your time commitment. Know how much time this is going to take. That's why I templatized everything. Templatized, I'm not 100% sure that that's a word. I'm not going to look it up. You look it up. Come on now. Know your time commitment. Know how much time you can spend on it. So for the writing aspect of it, I gave myself, a couple of hours a day. Maybe, 2 hours a day. Or on Sundays was really good. I could set up in about a 4 hour time block to write and then record. And then because I knew I had everything templatized, all I had to do was record what I wrote that day and then put it together with the editing and then pop it on out to you. So my time commitment was pretty good for what we accomplished here. So make sure you know that time commitment. If it's going to take 10 hours out of your day, well, if you have a regular 9-to-5 job like I do, that's not going to work because your project may not pay off in terms of monetization. So make sure that you stick to that time commitment that you can do, and also build in some time where something happens that you can't work on the project, that's okay. That doesn't, you know, totally destroy the project. Maybe it's delayed by a day or two. Maybe it's delayed by a week or two, but it doesn't bring everything crashing down. So know that time commitment. Next lesson I want to talk about is getting others involved for accountability. So I went out on Facebook and I went out on Instagram and the Twitter and let people know what I was doing. And as I mentioned earlier, some of the people I talked to earlier, I let them know what I was doing. So that way they could hold me accountable. I belong to a couple of Facebook groups, and you know, I went out and let them know what I was doing, and they held me accountable. Because we can give ourselves excuses not to complete something. But if we put it out there and say, hey, listen, I'm doing this project, I would like you guys to hold me accountable. You know, make sure that I'm doing it, make sure I'm hitting my my markers, make sure I'm hitting my time stamps. Then it's not only, you know, we can let ourselves down, but we're letting other people's down. So if you get others involved for accountability, that's going to help you stick to the project. It's also going to show your commitment to that person saying, hey, listen, I want to get this done and I need you to tap me on the shoulder every once in a while and go and check in with me. So make sure that you get others involved for your accountability. Plus that helps with your marketing. That helps get the word out about what you're doing if that's something that you're looking to do. The next thing is understanding the scale. When I did this, I normally do a episode. I like my sweet spot for episodes is every 2 weeks. And doing a podcast every day, oh, ouch, that hurts. When I'm doing like a painting, I'll do, you know, 2 or 3 hours. I'm doing some drawing or sketches, 2 or 3 hours and rock it out and be done. When I took this on, I understood that my output as far as podcasting was going to be much larger than I have ever done before. And it's kind of an experiment for me. It shows me that, yeah, it can be done and this is how to do it. Now, will I go back to doing episodes every day? No. Because I don't have the time, the patience, or the energy to do this every day. I appreciate everyone listening to it. They listen to it every day and sharing it with their friends and family and their colleagues. But for me, doing a podcast every day is too big of a scale for me. Going back to every 2 weeks, that is something that I can handle that still is fun, that is still doable. So understand the scale of your project. If you're painting a wall that's like, you know, 8 feet tall and 20 feet wide, that's a huge painting. But if you paint like an 8x8, 8-inch canvas, that's a doable scale. That is something that you can do. And then you can fill up that 8-foot by 20-foot wall with those paintings. And there you go. And you're understanding your scale. So, you know, that also goes back into pre-gaming your project. All this really ties back into pre-gaming the project. But understand that scale. Understand, you know, make sure that that's something that you can reasonably accomplish. The next thing is, what does success look like? So for me, for this project, success, one of the big things is hitting that 50,000 word mark. That was success. The other thing is, if I could get at least 3/4 of the podcast episodes out, that was success for me. If I could get other people to listen in on it, which a lot of people have listened in on it, you know, my downloads, and this is, you know, a little, you know, how the sausage is made, but my downloads increased. I got, you know, for the year of 2020, half of my downloads, almost half of my downloads came from this project. So for me, that is success. That was a success that I hadn't planned on. And for you, you want to know what success looks like for you. And that's when you know that the project is done or successful or worth it. For me, this project was more than worth it. It taught me a lot of things on, you know, how to not necessarily cut corners, but how to look at my process and be able to get it done in a quicker amount of time with a certain level of quality. So define what success looks like for you, not what it looks like to other people. You know, if you look at my podcast versus like big name podcasts, yeah, what I got for the year is what some people get for an episode. But for me, success for me is helping you understand art and how it relates to your world. And, you know, to give you the impetus to go ahead and pick up the paintbrush, pick up the spatula, pick up the tattoo gun, and do the art that you want to do. That's the whole thing behind Create Art Podcast, is to encourage you to do the art that you want to do. And if, hey, you make money on the side with it, fantastic. That's icing on the cake. So define your success for yourself and be reasonable about it too. I mean, if you're just starting off and you're like, ooh, I want to quit my day job, I want to quit my 9-to-5, and, you know, I want to make little sculptures, and that's going to replace my income, you may want to think about that for a little bit. You know, start off a little bit small. Get those quick, easy wins, and then make those wins bigger and challenge yourself to do bigger and better things. So, branching off of what does success look like, you need to know when to end a project and when to pick it back up. Now, I have a lot of, you know, paintings and writings and all that kind of good stuff around my house that some of the stuff is complete and some of the stuff I need to put away for a little bit and then pick it back up. So this novel that you've gone through with me, obviously there was no ending with it. But I am putting it down for a little bit, taking a break, probably take about a month break, and then pick it back up. I know if I take any longer than a month, I'll think up another idea for another novel or some more poetry or some paintings or something like that, and then I won't have time to go back to the novel. So for me, I know that the project right now, it's the end of the month. Actually, when we're recording this here on 2 December, you know, the challenges are over. And so that's a, you know, quick way to go, oh, well, that's the end of the project. But it's a pause on the project, actually. And then I will pick it up in about a month, finish out the story, the rough draft of the story in its entirety, put it down, and then pick it back up and do some editing on it. And I'm looking at, you know, my next year. I'm looking at 2021 and seeing what projects I want to accomplish. We already know I'm going to do another, you know, a National Poetry Writing Month. So that's 30 poems in 30 days. I participate in poetry readings every week on Fridays. So I already know that that's going to be a time commitment. I have two other podcasts that I work on. That's going to be a time commitment. I have conferences I like to go to. That's another commitment. So I'm already planning 2021 before most people are even thinking about 2021. So know when that project is done and then know when to pick it back up and either finish it off or put it away or, you know, put it to bed and ship it. So make sure that you know when that project needs to end and when you need to pick it back up. Take the breaks. Take the breaks. We've talked about this in previous episodes about when it's time to take a break, relax, reflect, and knock it out of the ballpark for yourself. Another thing I want you to think about is utilizing the proper tools. Now, for this, there's not much tools to it. It's my microphone. It's my recording software. It's, you know, using social media and all that kind of good stuff. But when I was doing NaNoWriMo, they have their whole profile set up where you can, yes, you're tracking your numbers, but you're also tracking where you're writing, when you're writing, how many words a day you're writing, what's your projected date that you're going to hit 50,000 words. And I didn't really start getting into that until about maybe halfway through. And that provided me with a lot of encouragement to keep on going and to actually complete the project. So make sure you're utilizing your proper tools. You know, if you're going to do a podcast, make sure you have a good microphone. Make sure you know how to use your microphone. If you're editing it, make sure you're using the correct audio software to do your editing, your digital audio workstation. Make sure that you're using, for your social media, make sure you're using where people are at. For right now in 2020, it's, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Will it be like that in 2021? I don't know. We'll see. But make sure you're utilizing the proper tools for your project and know how to use those tools for your project. If you're doing painting, make sure that you know the difference between watercolors, acrylics, oils, and combinations thereof. So that way you can get the project done correctly. The last bit is have somebody QA your project. Quality assurance. I know I used to be in the industrial world and we had QA all over the place. We had a couple episodes that I didn't QA properly before I put them out. And that's why I put York first, York Campbell. He threw me a couple of messages on Twitter. He's like, "Hey, Tim, I can't hear the story. I can only hear the intro. I can't hear the music with it." So that's why we get other people involved, because then they can also QA our project or our product or our project. That way we can make sure that we're making something correctly that's not going to break as soon as we put it out there into the world. So have somebody QA your project. And that brings them into the whole accountability thing. That brings them, if they are invested in it, then they're going to tell other people because they want you to succeed. And at the end of the day, I want you to succeed too. I want you to have fun with whatever project that you're doing. But I want you to be able to turn out a quality product that other people will pick up and be as excited as you are about it. So that's the lessons learned from November of 2020 for the NAPOD POMO and the NaNoWriMo. Wow, it just kind of goes right off the tip of your tongue there, don't it? But again, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast in its entirety, but especially for this project that I just got done with. And for the next projects that are coming up, well, we'll talk more about that at the end of the year at our end of the year show. So stay tuned for that. The next episode that we have coming out is going to be a wonderful interview, and we're already working on it right now. So make sure you create more than you consume, and we will see you next time. Thank you for listening to Create Art Podcast, where we'll help you create more than you consume. And this has been a production of GagglePod Studios. GagglePod, since 2016, we've been helping creatives tell their stories through podcasting. And a few of our other shows are War Yankee, where Kyle Bondo explores the battles of the Civil War that happened in his backyard. Podwrecked, where Tim and Kyle help you survive your podcast. And Tim's latest production, Clearly Obtuse, where Tim explores what an avant-garde podcast sounds like. You can see all of our shows at gagglepod.com. We hope to see you there. And until next time, create more than you consume.